Good morning, and thank you for taking the time to join us on this beautiful Sunday. Well, we're already here in October, and can you believe it that the year is almost over? If you've been paying careful attention to this platform and been listening to all the messages, you would realize by now that these messages prepares you as a reformer, so that you will be able to not only change things in your own life or your family's life, but also change things in your surroundings. And I trust that you have been blessed during the course of the year, and you've been challenged, and you're also implementing what God has been speaking through this platform. A warm welcome to our church family. I trust that you have been keeping well. Please note that the banking details are on the screen for your offerings, your tithes, your first fruit, and your extraordinary givings. For those who are watching and you are led to sow a seed, you're most welcome to use those banking details and your name as a reference. Well, I know that it has been a rainy week for most of you, especially in KwaZulu-Natal, and I trust that you have been keeping safe. I know some of you have experienced damages and have been in floods, but I thank God that you are safe and you are well. I want to assure you that we are continuously praying for you during this time of COVID-19. I know that the epidemic or the infection rate has slowed down a little, but please keep your guards on, because it is said that there can be a fourth wave. And I'm trusting that you all are still social distancing, as well as you are using your masks, and you are sanitizing. To our church family, we are asking God for clear perspective in terms of starting meetings where we will gather together. And most probably we're going to do this shortly, and we are just trusting God for that. And we are presently making arrangements in order to be back in our building, as well as where we could fellowship and enjoy one another's company, and as well as sit around God's word and listen to what God is saying. If you've been following me, I've started a new series, and I call the series Proactivity. And I believe that it is a time season where we need to be proactive in all that we have listened, all that we have learned. It is time to start doing. Somebody says doing, because I want you to know that action speaks louder than words. And therefore, if you know how to implement what God is presently saying, you will be able to fulfill the mandate of what God wants on the face of the earth. I always told you that you are God's representations on the earth. You represent Christ on the earth. You are an ambassador of Christ on the face of the earth. You're just not an ordinary ambassador. You are a son of God on the face of the earth. And sons need to know how to continue to do the will of the one that sent him, the will that of the one that called him. And God is the one that called you. The Bible tells us he predestined us before the foundation of this world for one particular reason: to do the will of him who has called us, who has sent us. And I trust that you are doing the will of God. And I know that it has been very challenging, but within this time, you've got to know how to change your surroundings. And God is looking for a church that will become a reformer on the face of the earth, which means reformation will take place not only in your life or your family life, but it will also take place in your surroundings, which means in the area that you live, the people that you speak to, your work environments where you are employed. People will change because they would see that you are a great reformer. We're looking at a great reformer in the Bible. And his name is Ezekiah. I want you to know Ezekiah was the one that God gave him an added 15 years when he was very, very sick. He pleaded to God. And God gave him those years to put his house in order, the reason why God gave him those years, so that he could be a reformer to the people that have abandoned God, people that have strayed, people that went away from God, people that started their own understandings. They worked within their own, the concept of their own mindsets. And God had raised up Ezekiah to become that great reformer. And last week I shared with you, Ezekiah means God is strength. And I said to you that Ezekiah was a great reformer. And one of the things that he was proactive in, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And I said to you as a church, you've got to know how to continuously do what is right in the sight of the Lord, which means you cannot stray, you cannot move away from the mandate, you cannot move away from the calling, because God desires for you to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. And then secondly, I said to you, a proactive person will not follow the regime of his past, but he would find an accurate builder. He would find an accurate father. He would find an accurate leader. He will find someone that represents God accurately on the face of the earth. And he will do according to that which he does. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah did what, according to what David did. And the Bible tells us that David's heart was after God. David was the one that killed the Goliath when the Philistines attacked Israel. David was the one that stood up for the church as a leader. David was the one that was anointed with the flask of oil, which means he was the blessed of God. And I want you to know that this Ezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And I said to you that he not only followed David, but he as well changed his surroundings. He changed the environment that he was within. And the Bible says in verse number 4, he removed the high places and broke down the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke down pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. And the Bible tells he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him amongst all the kings of Judah, and nor who were before him. For he had held a fast to the Lord and did not depart from following him. He kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him, and he prospered wherever he went. I want you to know that if you know how to do what is right in the sight of the Lord, you will prosper. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah dismantled inaccurate structures that surrounded him, because he did not want to be confronted by those very structures that he himself had left to continue. Therefore, you would find that Ezekiah destroyed that. So I said to you that proactivity, if you are a proactive person, you will always do what is right in the sight of the Lord. This morning, I want to deal with proactive people are powered by an accurate choice. I want you to know that if you are a proactive person, so it's easy to test whether you are a proactive person or you're just a lazy person, you're a laxy-daisy person, you are a person that just accepts everything, and you are a person that just wants to continue in the past, you're a person that is just comfortable at where you are and what you know, and you do not want to go any further in God. I want you to know that Jesus is new every morning. The fact that he's new every morning, his word is not only the Logos, his word is also the Rhema. The Bible tells us the Rhema word is the proceeding word of God, which means the freshness of God speaks to you on a daily basis. While scriptures don't change, God reveals himself to you through scriptures in different ways. And I believe that the revelation of God and the understanding and the wisdom of God is illuminated when you know how to be proactive by an accurate choice. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah was proactive by an accurate choice. And the Bible tells us that the first choice that he made was he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And I want you to know that because he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, he chose David to be his pattern. You see, Ezekiah only became proactive because he chose a leader that would be able to speak into his life so that he would be able to do the right things. I want you to know that Ezekiah, David, was the one that Ezekiah chose. And the Bible tells us in very clear in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse number 3, that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. And the Bible also tells us that because he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, or what his father David did, the Bible tells us that we need to understand that as the church of the living God, we have to continuously do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Ezekiah chose to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. He had an option. That's right, church. He had an option, like the way you and I have an option. Right now you are listening to me. You have choices in life that you have to make. You have an option that you can continue with. But the Bible tells us Ezekiah did what was right. And let's look at some of the things that Ezekiah did when he came into power. When Ezekiah came into power, he came into power without any immediate models. Which means all the ones that were before him could not be a model to him. See, you got to be careful who you're following. You got to be careful who you are imitating. You got to be careful who you are listening to. You got to be careful who you are modeling. I want you to know you could model the wrong person. I know lots of people model pop stars. Lots of people model worldly celebrities. Some people model movie stars. You see, it is very important to be powered by an accurate choice. When you're powered by an accurate choice, you would know how to choose an accurate model. And Ezekiah did not have any role models, which means he had a strong spirit of discernment. You see, when you are powered by an accurate choice, your discerning sharpens. And you would know what is right in the sight of the Lord. You would know who to follow. You would know who to imitate. You would know who to speak to. You would know who to listen to. You will know what to do. Because the Bible tells us that Ezekiah did not have any immediate role model. That's why you will know why the Bible tells us that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to his father, David. I said to you last week that David was not his biological father. Ahaz was his father. But the Bible tells us he followed David. David was a spiritual father to Ezekiah. Ezekiah watched what David did. And he could see that David was doing the right things before the Lord. In the north, there was a king called Uzziah who reigned. And Ezekiah did not want to follow Uzziah. Because under Uzziah's leadership, the Bible tells us, that the nation declined to idolatry. You see, you have to be careful, church, that you are not declining to idolatry, which means you could be listening to one man, but following another who is causing you to decline to idolatry. And therefore, you need to know how to sit at one table, eat the Father's food, because as a son of God, you have to be powered by an accurate choice. See, Ezekiah chose not to follow Uzziah because Uzziah's leadership, the Bible tells us the nation not only declined to idolatry, it also declined to witchcraft and fire worship, which means all these things that the people declined to when Uzziah was the king, Ezekiah chose not to follow that pattern. You see, that pattern could not prosper Ezekiah. When Ezekiah chose the pattern of David, the Bible tells us that Ezekiah prospered because he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Let's look at briefly what Uzziah did. The Bible tells us that in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse number 16 and 17, so they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made themselves a mold image and two calves, made a wooden image and worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal or Baal.
And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through fire, practiced witchcraft and soothsaying. And they sold themselves to evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. You see, sometimes you could be a believer, but you could sell yourself to evil. You have to be careful in this present time and season. You are not selling yourself to evil while you are a child or a believer of Christ. Therefore, a lot of people who believe don't follow the commandments of the Word of God. You believe, you hear one thing, you do another thing. I want you to know when you're powered by an accurate choice, you will do what is right in the sight of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and he chose not to follow Hosea. You see, sometimes you've got to examine who you're following. You see, if you're following the wrong person, you're going to be led the wrong way. And if you're led the wrong way, you're going to do the wrong things. And if you start doing the wrong things, the anger of the Lord will be upon you. Because you believed that, you confessed that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your life. You see, when the anger of the Lord falls, it only falls because what you do when it is inaccurate, the Bible say calls it evil. In the eyes of God, it is evil. Now, I'm not speaking my own words this morning, church. I'm saying what the Bible says. And the Bible says that the people who left the commandments of God, before the sight of the Lord, they did evil. They practiced witchcraft. And the Bible tells the Lord became angry with them. You see, furthermore, you must know, furthermore, that his father, Ahaz, that Ezekiah's father, also practiced the same abominations as the king of Israel. When his father Ahaz was king, Ezekiah's father Ahaz was king, he practiced the same abominations. His grandfather Josiah and his great-grandfather Uzziah, who also were poor examples to Ezekiah. His great-grandfather was cut off from the temple because he violated the spiritual authority. And there you see that Ezekiah did not follow the king of Israel or his family. You see, a lot of us model people, but we don't know whether they are accurate or not. You see, in this season as a son of God, you've got to know how to choose an accurate leader, an accurate father. Because an accurate father will take you to the destiny and the purpose, or point you to the destiny and the purpose that God desires for you. And your destiny and purpose is Father God, Abba Father. I want you to know that He's the way. He is Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And therefore, you need to understand that you have to be pointed to Christ. You cannot be pointed to something else other than Christ. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah did not have good role models. The Bible tells us all these models, his father, his great-grandfather, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, were poor models to Ezekiah. And Ezekiah chose not to follow those poor models. His great-grandfather was cut off from the temple because he violated spiritual authority. Can you believe? Ezekiah's great-grandfather was abandoned, which means he was cut off from the temple because he did not follow what God's commandments said. He violated spiritual authority. Ezekiah did not follow the king of Israel and his family. He refused to be molded by that environment. You see, if you know that you are in a wrong environment, you must choose not to be molded by it. You see, a lot of people continue to be molded. You have to decide and be powered by an accurate choice to ensure that you are not molded by the environment of world standards or worldly standards. You see, if you are confined by the systems of this world, you will not be powered by an accurate choice, because an accurate choice is not to be powered by the systems of this world. It's to be governed by the authority of God's blueprint, and that is His infallible word. And a lot of people are governed and molded by the environment. You see, you cannot be governed and molded by where you live or what you do or the people you are surrounded by. You got to know how to make an accurate choice. And Ezekiah chose not to be governed by his family, not to be follow the other kings of the past, and he refused to be molded by that environment. In the midst of apostasy, can you believe that? Ezekiah in the midst of apostasy, church, in the midst of the times that you are in right now, you have to decide as to whether you want to be powered by an accurate choice. Which means the way you choose to go forward from this time onwards, while we have slowed down during this epidemic, while things have been opened up and we are on level one right now, and we are trusting God never to see the fourth wave, you got to be powered by an accurate choice. You see, you have to understand this. You must choose not to be molded. People who are powered by an accurate choice chooses not to be molded by their environment. Sometimes it's important to church, to check out church, whether you're molded by an inaccurate environment, an ungodly environment, an idolatry environment, environment that practices witchcraft, and you are just caught up there, and there's no growth, and there is no movement, because you have not come to the place of being powered by an accurate choice. In the midst of apostasy, I said Ezekiah did what was right in the Lord. This is one of the major characteristics of a great reformer in the Bible. The major characteristic of a great reformer is he will do what is right in the sight of the Lord. I want you to know, as a son of God, you got to know how to be a great reformer. Not only to your outside life, but to your own life, you got to be a reformer. To your family life, you got to be a reformer. To your church life, you got to be a reformer. To the people that you associate with, you've got to be a reformer. Because the Bible tells us that Ezekiah was a great reformer. I want you to know the characteristics of a great reformer is to be powered by an accurate choice. Proactive people are powered by an accurate choice. They not only refuse, they not only do what is right in the sight of the Lord, they not only do what, they not only continue with what is right in the sight of the Lord, they are powered by an accurate choice. And Ezekiah chose David to be his role model. David was his spiritual father. You can't shy away from that truth, church. Ezekiah knew the God in David, and he followed David as that example. See, Ezekiah refused to be shaped by his environment. I know many people who refuse to be shaped by their environment is now prospering, has now accelerated, has now come into unusual blessings. I want you to know that when you are powered by an accurate choice and you refuse to be controlled by an environment that you are in, you see, it does not matter where you stay. It does not matter in which area you are in. You can choose to be powered by an accurate choice. You don't have to be clouded by your environment. That's right. You don't have to be disappointed by your environment. You can supersede your environment like Ezekiah. Ezekiah had bad kings that surrounded him. The people went into apostasy. But yet Ezekiah did what was right in the sight of God. How is that possible? He was powered by an accurate choice. And church, you got to know how to be powered by an accurate choice. The Bible tells us that Ezekiah refused to be shaped by the environment. He bore no resemblance. I know of people who bear no resemblance of the environment that they grew up in. No resemblance of the environment that they were born in. They were powered by an actual choice and chose to step out of that environment. They were not clouded. Their mindset was chosen. They chose for their mindset not to be clouded by that environment. You see, your mentality has to change. Your mindset has to break. If you allow your mindset to be governed by your environment, you will be like your environment. You've got to know how to step up. You know, you need to know how to up your game. And that's what the Church of the Living God does in this present season. It is proactive in all its ways. It is governed by an accurate choice. And I believe that Ezekiah bore no resemblance to his environment. Neither his genetics, nor his home, nor his social environment determined his behavior. You see, Ezekiah did not only bear no resemblance of his environment. He did not even allow his genetics to affect him. You see, a lot of people say it's in my genes and I just don't know what to do. I want to beg to defer this morning, church. You can change your surroundings this morning. You can determine who you want to be. You can be powered by an accurate choice. You can refuse to follow other inaccurate people. You could follow the model that is beyond the model of the past. You see, you do not have to be complacent. A lot of people say that genetics is the problem. I want to tell you, genetics is not the problem. If God is for you, who can be against you? Genetics cannot be against you if God is for you. Somebody say hallelujah. So you've got to know how to be powered by an accurate choice. And that means you bear no resemblance of your environment. And you got to know that neither did his genetics nor his home. You see, a lot of people say, I come from this type of background. That's the reason I want to be like this. You don't have to be like this this morning, youngster. Teenager this morning, if you're listening to me, you don't have to be like this. You can be powered by an accurate choice, sir. You are beyond the measures of the past. There's a greater value in you. There's potential that is locked in you that has not been tapped into. And God wants to unleash you this morning. But you need to choose. You need to be powered by an accurate choice. And somebody say hallelujah. And therefore you need to know how to step out. You need to walk out. You cannot be weighed down by your sicknesses. You cannot be weighed down by your problematic issues. You cannot be weighed down by your environment. You cannot give up easily because you look at the systems of the past. If the systems of the past has failed you, you can choose to be governed and powered by an accurate choice. Like the way Ezekiah chose not to follow his father Ahaz. He chose to follow his father David. You see, Ezekiah was not governed by his genetics. He was not governed by his home. His social environment did not determine his behavior. So which means he did not behave like other people. You see, when you're governed by an accurate choice, church, that's proactivity. You will not resemble. You will not behave like the way other people behave. You know, I'm actually overwhelmed by the way I see believers behave. There is no resemblance of Christ. There is no resemblance of love. There is no resemblance of caring. There is no resemblance of forgiving. There is no resemblance of being tolerant. I see no difference between the world and a Christian. You see, when you are governed by an accurate choice, the Church of the Living God must stand out. It must shine out. The volumes that is in you must speak for itself. That's right. That's how you become an imitator of God's word, which means what you speak, you must become. And you must be able to show it forth, that others might be able to see the God in you and trust your words, so that they will be able not to follow you, but they will be able to follow the God in you. You see, Ezekiah chose to do the right thing. How many of you all this morning is choosing to do the right thing? He chose an accurate pattern. David was an accurate pattern. Go and check it out in the Bible. That's why Ezekiah chose David. All his forerunners did not resemble what he knew, what was right in the sight of the Lord. They abandoned themselves to witchcraft. They abandoned themselves to idolatry. They abandoned themselves to things that was an abomination to God. And church, this morning, if you're listening to me, what have you abandoned yourself to this morning? What have you got yourself into this morning? And now you realize that it's clouding you. The storms and the winds are there. And you can't find Jesus to calm the storm in your life. Here's the problem. You chose not to be proactive. Proactive people do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Proactive people are powered by an accurate choice. And therefore, you need to know how not to be governed by the wrong patterns. Choose beyond the past moves, church, this morning. Choose beyond that which is obsolete. Choose beyond that which is just social. I see church become so social. There's no godliness this morning in the life of the church. You need to choose beyond that, church of the living God. Choose beyond your biological. Choose beyond sentimental moves. Some of us are holding on to sentimental moves, the moves of the past. It becomes so sentimental that you even declare, we've done it for so long, why must I change it now? I want you to know it's not I that wants you to change it, it's God that wants you to change it. It's God's word that wants you to change it. It's God's word that wants you to be powered by an accurate choice. You must choose beyond old seasons. If you've been through many old seasons, well, if you're aged this morning and if you're listening to me, you have been through many seasons in your life. It's very easy for you to make a choice this morning to be governed and powered by an accurate choice. You see, when Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 21, when Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not. You see, you cannot in this present time and season harp between two opinions. If you continue to harp between two opinions, you are not governed by any choice. Which means you will do both ways, you will go both ways. And the Bible is very clear. You cannot serve two masters at the same time. You should serve only one God. And the Bible tells us, I am the God. I am the God that is the true and the living God. You see, this morning you have to be governed by an accurate choice. You have to know how to not falter between two opinions. That's why Elijah had to test the people to prove to them which God is real. See, if you're listening to me this morning, the question is, are you faltering between two opinions? And if you're faltering two opinions, I would say, search the Lord through his word, and you will certainly find him. The Bible says, seek me and you shall find me. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Well, church, my time is up. If you've been enjoying what we've been teaching, and you, for yourself this morning, have been challenged, and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's a number on the screen that is our WhatsApp number. WhatsApp us this morning, and we certainly will get back to you and lead you to the Lord.
If you want to contact us, please do on our WhatsApp, and we will send you an email address, or send me an email address, and we will forward you all the things that we are teaching so that you can build up your own environment, build up your own people, and raise up your own sons in an accurate environment. God bless you and God keep you. May God's face shine on you. Lift up your hands this morning. I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be upon you this entire week as we look forward to meeting again next Sunday at the same time, 7:30. God bless you all.